The Bible does say the just shall live by faith. And that's exactly how we should be living. And that's exactly how I believe we're being tremendously trained on how to live in an authentic place of faith. I don't know about you, but I have just been throughout this balance. It hasn't just reminded me, but it's also strengthened me. It's also added a whole lot of new insights as well. And it's just, I mean, it's given me a workover. It's given me a real, my goodness, real, I believe I was telling Elder Allison, I'm just under such a metamorphosis right now. Again, I feel like I'm going from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And I'm literally losing myself. I really am. I'm losing myself. A lot of my old identity is dying. And I just sometimes just feel numb. But then I press to the word and I find where I belong. I find that this is who I am, and this is where I should be. And so today we're going to talk about the faith life. And the note back then was, after we finished the fear to faith segments, the note back then said this. It says, now that we have answered the question, faith or fear, it's time to grab hold of a better understanding of the faith life. It's time for us all to embrace the life we have been truly ordained to live. And when we do, he said this, never looking back, never going back. I'll never live in faith the way that I used to ever again. I will never. It makes no sense. It didn't do what I'm seeing, what this life of faith can do. And so I'll never go back to trying to believe God without understanding that I'm in his temperament. I'll never look back, and I'll never go back again. The definition of faith, it means fidelity. We learned it means faithfulness. That's powerful, that even in the definition, it means faithfulness. And then it meant the character, and it does mean the character of one who can be relied on. And so the note was, we learned that through our consistency at the post of his door, our faith would change into faithfulness. And it has. It has. I hear the sound coming out of your mouths. And there's only one way that that sound is going to be coming out, is that your faith has transitioned into faithfulness. The sound that I hear from the declarations from Evangelist Benita and Mom praying and Kurt praying, and when you guys drop excerpts, Elder Allison and all of you that drop excerpts and moments, all of you, when you share, I've heard that come out of Wanda's mouth, Javon's mouth, and the mouth of Blanche when she shared what God, I hear it. And so it's telling me that your faith is transitioning or has transitioned into faithfulness. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't mention you, Erica's and all the rest, the Joshua's and the Carolyn's, I know what's happening, because it's happening to me. We're becoming faithful to this faith life. And this thing is about to explode. It really is. And so when we become faithful in waiting on the temperament of the Lord, true salvation is, it would be made available on a regular. And that's exactly what's going on. Boy, oh boy, are we chasing down areas by the spirit of weaknesses and shortcomings. Or, I mean, I feel like he is the hunter on the prowl for every inconsistent thing in my life. And I know it's happening in your life. And he's becoming so, my goodness, he's the lion on us. He's becoming relentless in his pursuit to bring us into this life completely. And so somebody needs to say amen, because it's about to happen for you.
Amen. Amen. Right, now,
we learn this, that the path to his gate is in us and through us. In the book of 1 John, it's 4:4, it says, you are of God. Now, we're just going to describe this life here. That's all that this message was doing, was really opening our eyes to the lifestyle of faith. It says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. And this is why. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And this verse of scripture came to us because of the fact that we learned about temperament. And it teaches us that this is why we're overcoming. I love the word right there, because. This is why you overcome, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The reason why you're becoming victorious and the reason why you will be victorious is because you're moving into the dimension of the greater one. You're coming into the place of where his temperament is, where now he can fight your battles. He can get the victory. He can bring you into deliverance. He can bring you into success. You overcome because he is greater. He's greater. And that's the bottom line. And that's what going to the post of his doors is all about. It's to tap into the greater one. We see in this verse how we overcome. We overcome because greater is he that is in us. This tells us the pathway. Watch this. This is the revelation behind it. It tells you the pathway to the gate is really in you. It says you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Lord told me a long time ago, the he that is in the world is not talking about the devil. It's talking about us. It's talking about us as individuals that are in the world. If we're going to overcome, we got to get us under control or out of the equation. And the way we do that is by releasing or coming to the post where the greater one is now manifested on us. All right. And so the pathway to this usually comes through the situations and circumstances, the things that we can't achieve, the things that we keep failing in. And the pathway to the post is usually found in the instruction that we're getting about the shortcomings of our own lives. So it's by the rhema word, but in that rhema becomes from general to personal, and it brings us to the place of again, the greater one manifesting. But if you're not taking things where you know you're not winning, and you know that you're walking in the same cycle of defeat, if you're not using that, the Bible we learned this, that we should not suffer in vain, that the sufferings that we have, they really become the illumination or the way to the post, that we're carrying those things, not in terms of emotional, having an emotional breakdown or this, that, no, no. This is why we're getting up and going daily. We don't want those things on our lives. We don't want to walk in those areas of defeat and those areas where we're not succeeding. And so this becomes the pathway. The pathway to the gate is in us. Our lives become the pathway to the gate, to the post of his doors. Because I need to see the greater one. I need to make an exchange because I know I fail in certain ways. It's crucial for our faith that we develop not only the hearing ear in the rhema word, but a hearing ear of what the greater one is revealing concerning our lives. And that's the whole post experience. That becomes the whole, the full opening of how to live an authentic faith. That you're looking to make that exchange there. All right, so he reveals through our lives, concerning our lives, through situations, oftentimes weaknesses and hardships. It's in this conversation that we find the path to the gate and the post. We find him and his temperament at the same time, for the post and the gate are one. To put it plainly, he shows us where we are imperfect and gives us his frame of mind to walk out and accept salvation. Now, the reason why we derived in all of that is because when you look at the word overcome, it means to get the victory. The root word is Nike. Which means it's the means of success. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So now it's the means of success. If we're going to put on our Nike and wear our Nikes, we have to get to the post. If we're going to lace them up, we got to get to the post. The means of success are there But the gate or the pathway there is you. It's the rhema word in you, revealing and illuminating areas that just you finally see it for what it is. You see yourself. You see where you need strength. You see where you need power. You need exchange. You need his mindset. Those things are blessings, Paul. We already talked about it, guys. Paul talked to them as being gifts. There was given a gift, a thorn in my flesh. Those gifts drive you to the post. And so now that is the path that you'll always know the pathway. If you just sit and let the rhema word, man, let it be a light. Let it illuminate your path. Let it be, man, please. Let it be what it's supposed to be. And it will light and it will show you. It's not always those areas that are really detrimental. Sometimes when we overcome, it's not, you don't always have to live through sufferings, but listen, you're serving the absolute perfect God. There's no flaw in him. And his job and what he wants to do is to make us just like him. That's what this whole salvation game's all about. And so areas where you're not tapping into the fullness of his greatness, that's what he's doing. The Bible talks about going on until we come more and more unto the perfect day. And so the pathway there is to just sit in the rhema and let the rhema look at you. Let it be a discerner of your thoughts and your intentions. And that will become how you reach the post that you can really tap into this place of authentic faith. All right. And also, this is further proof to where we find the bi-directional blessing. Stay with me, guys, because it's going to get explosive in a minute. This is further proof to where we find bi-directional blessings of salvation and success. We've learned that. We only are overcome because of the greater one. Meeting with him daily brings us into precise faith. This is where the faith life is found. When we meet with him daily, and I'm going to use that word and run it down today. We come into precise faith and precise salvation, which becomes the means of precise success. We have the means of success. It just depends on you having a meeting with the greater one daily. Here's further confirmation. Now, here we go. We're about to dig into this and reveal where the faith life is and what it's all about. In Proverbs 20 and 27, it says, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all of the inward parts of the belly. The word candle means, and I love this, it means to gleam a fresh furrow. All right. This is pointing to daily, to till the soil or to freshly plow. So now I'm seeing this verse of scripture, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. I'm seeing this, that verse of scripture being something like a daily thing done to search. There's Amen. A daily search that goes on. There's a fresh furrow. There's a fresh plowing that goes on. And so when you see the word fresh there, you know it's consistently taking place. I love how the definition suggests. Amen. Fresh plowing every day, fresh gleaming, praise God, every day. It denotes constant and new discernments. It confirms why we go daily to his gates, because there's a fresh plow. And my God, I want God to freshly plow in me every day, always uprooting out of me areas that keep me walking in the fullness of who he is, always looking into me. And he does it, watch this. He does it by my spirit, not by his spirit, but the search. That's why we say the pathway is us. It's in us, because the word spirit there is lowercase. The spirit, there it is. It says right after, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So let's go find out why. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, and Elder Allison, I got that certain thing I was looking for in this particular study. Boy, did he give it to me. It says in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 11, it says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. But watch where the Spirit connects to. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Our key verse is 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? It's your spirit that knows you the best. Nobody knows you like your spirit. And so the Holy Spirit connects with your spirit, and your spirit, when you're in the Rhema word, will allow full discernment to illuminate concerning you. That's where you become vulnerable. That's where you become open and honest. Amen. That's where the truth Amen. About everything is coming from. It's coming from your spirit. Your spirit has always been and always will be that place that God chooses to converse with you concerning you. He's not going to converse in your carnal mind because you're not going to tell him the truth. But in the spirit where God has created you and to be in his likeness and his image, right there, that's where God wants to converse. God already knows what your issues are. What God wants to do is reveal your issues through your own spirit by his spirit. Because your spirit is the one that's going to say, amen, I see that, I understand that. So God's candle is the spirit in you. And when that spirit, when that thing is lit, now you have illumination to the gate. Now the pathway is illuminated. Why? Because your spirit is speaking. It's speaking truths. It's receiving truths about what God is saying you need to deal with, or that you need to allow him to deal with about you. Now you're on the path. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, so your spirit knows you best and is ready to reveal the truth about you. Carnal minds won't do this. Carnal mindsets, I'm telling you right now, will not do this. But your spirit, especially being born again, is certainly going to tell the truth of what's going on and reveal it and open up. And man, that is your pathway. That's what God uses to get you to the post. He's using that. That's why we stay in the Rhema word. Why? Because the Rhema word keeps us in the spirit. It keeps us in the born-again lifestyle that God has given us, which gets us to the post and the gate, which illuminates authentic faith. Your spirit, the true you, the one that was made in his image and likeness, is ready to plow fresh furrows for the harvest of the king of kingdom living. This is such a huge part of entering into the authentic faith life. You tap in to it by accepting truth, but you only do it by the spirit. And the Rhema just tames us in the place where we can hear the truth in the inner man, where the inner man is looking for it, where truth is no longer, you're not letting it fall in the street, you're not disregarding it, but this is the pathway to the post. This is how I get there. First, it's the Rhema word, that the discussion or the now word I'm under. It clicks, it plant or transforms me there, propitiates my mind, and gets me ready for the draping of his temperament. Powerful. Really powerful. So the gateway is always, you're always the path. You're always the path. If you're allowing the word to be a discerner of your thoughts and intentions, if you're allowing the word to really reach the inner man, then you'll always find yourself at the post of his doors. Now, Paul had the revelation of being freshly tilled. He had this revelation. This became really powerful. And there's some new things coming in it too. God told me to add this here. In 1 Corinthians 15:31, it says, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I die daily.
Amen.
This is something powerful. Paul had a revelation of being freshly plowed or freshly tilled. Watch what the word daily, this is new. The Lord told me to look this word up when I was going over this particular session. I didn't look up the word daily when I first taught it, but he had me look at it for this balance. Now the word daily, watch this. The word daily means, we knew the definition of it before, means sun up to sun up, sunset to sunset. We know that, but look at this. This is the first definition of daily. It means to sit. It means akin at the base of. It also means meaning to tame. So I'm sitting at the base of, to be tamed. It means akin. Watch this. It means akin that's at the base of. And I looked up the word akin, and it was really powerful. The word akin means this. Similar in character.
Yes, God. Oh, bless daily, you, Lord.
Daily, I'm coming to become similar in his character. Oh, it also means, this gets really good, guys. Watch this. It also means related by blood. Mm. That's what akin means. Similar in character, related by blood. So when I get to what Paul was saying here is daily, he becomes similar to Christ's character. Daily, he becomes similar. Every day, that's the dying. I take on his character.
Yes, God.
The Lord took me deep into this thing for a minute. He knew what it took to enter into an authentic place of this faith life on a consistent basis. And so he's saying, every day I become similar in his character. Hmm. And the Lord said to me, he said, look at also the definition. That means related by blood. I said, oh boy. Oh yeah, I remember. I said, that brings back the segment when you said there was blood on the post. This proves to us, it means related by blood. This proves to us all that there truly is blood, the blood of Jesus on the post. We receive a blood transfusion at the post, everybody. Amen, because the Bible says, life is only found in the blood. So his temperament can only flow if his blood is there. Mm. And Paul was saying, my God, I'm similar in character daily, and I get a blood transfusion daily. My God, help me. Mm. The life of Christ Jesus is only found in the blood. Leviticus 17 and 11 proves it to us, for it says this, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar, watch this, to make an atonement for your souls. My God, Paul said, every day I'm similar in character. Every single day I get a blood transfusion. My soul is atoned for. That's why temperament is on me. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. The word atonement is that same word you were talking to me about yesterday, Kurt, placating and expiating power. That's where this exchange is made, because the blood is found daily. When I'm coming to his post to get his temperament, my goodness, that's where my atoning power is. That's where his atoning power is for my life. That's why I can act, and I'm acting just like him. I'm moving just like him. I'm thinking just like him. Why? Because the life of Jesus is in the blood of Jesus that's found at the post. That's what happens daily. That's what opens up the realm of this authentic faith life.
Amen, Lord.
There's a true exchange that's made. My God, you couldn't think if the blood of Jesus wasn't on your atmosphere. You couldn't act like Jesus, make decisions like Jesus, love like Jesus. You couldn't move like Jesus if the blood wasn't made available.
Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah.
That's what this faith life, this authentic faith life, this is how it's deriving. There are physical exchanges being made at the post. Oh, hallelujah. For the life of the flesh is only in the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Awesome, Lord.
And he said, I gave it to you for the atoning of your souls. Look at what Romans 5 and 11 goes on to tell us this here. It says this, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Oh, that word the was big. That word the, we have received the atonement. That spoke to me of the authentic exchange.
Hallelujah.
The blood of animals couldn't bring the authenticity, but by Jesus's blood that we have found, my God, by dying daily, by coming into his similar character, by my goodness, by his overlay, we have received the atonement. The authentic life is opened up unto us. So the Bible says that we receive the atonement. This denotes the authentic atonement. The full exchange of character is given to us and is always available to us, but it can only be found at the post of his doors. This is why this faith that we have here can move mountains. The blood is on it. Nike, true Nike is available. We have found the true pathway to success. We have found the true pathway to absolute salvation. The blood of Jesus, the atoning blood of Jesus, is the gateway to authentic faith. It's there for us. And it's ready. It's ready. It's being smeared on some of you right now as I'm speaking. Sorry. The exchange is ikaronke. The exchange is being made right now.
Amen.
As the rhema word, this atoning power is being released even right this moment.
Bless you, Jesus.
So I scroll up again to what Paul said. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I die daily. I sit at the base to be tamed. And when I'm sitting at the base to be tamed, I become similar in character, and then I'm related by the blood. That's what Paul was saying happens to him daily. I sit at the base of, I sit as his kin, as his brother, at the base of his feet to be tamed. When I'm tamed, I'm similar in character, and I'm actually related by blood.
Hallelujah.
I'm blood related to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I got proof of that. I'm blood related to God. Oh, yeah. Let me skip down. We're gonna skip down for a second. I become blood related by God. And it says it right here. Really powerful. I'm going to skip down. The Holy Spirit just quickened me to skip down here. All right. He says here, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life. There's that authentic faith life. He giveth to all life and breath and all things. And watch this. And hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times appointed and the bounds of their habitation. And this is how you get that one blood. He hath made of one blood all nations. We're all supposed to be flowing in the blood of our Father.
Hallelujah.
We're all nations of men are supposed to be flowing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think we're going to have perfect unity? It's going to be by the blood exchange that happens at that post. Watch this, which opens up this realm of authentic faith. All men have been made one blood. And this is how we get into that flow of that blood. It says that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Then watch what happens when that happens. For in him we live. My goodness, and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. My goodness, I get to this realm by seeking, by going to what are we calling it? I think we call it the post. Yeah, I seek and feel. Seeking and feel denotes something personal. It comes to me personal. It comes through me. I'm feeling after him. And as I'm feeling after him, oh my goodness, he's just bringing his counsel, his instruction. He's bringing all manner of discipline, reproof, and correction to my life. And so now, so after that takes place, I'll live in him, move in him, and have my being in him. I get a blood transfusion. Yeah, all nations are supposed to be having this here. That's why TGM, we've got to publish this gospel. Amen?
Amen.
We've got to publish this gospel. We've got to. All right. So now, so we see it here. And Paul pretty much says this here. Here's a note. It sounds to me like Paul had a revelation of the gate and the post of his doors. He did it on a daily basis. He ate. This is what the Lord showed me here back then. He ate his daily bread daily. And the bread he ate, the Lord revealed to us, was poisoned. He ate poisoned bread. It was and still is a killer of the flesh. Luke 11 and 3 says, give us this day our daily bread. All right. So when you eat the daily bread, now you know what you do daily. You go, you sit at his feet to be tamed, and you become akin to him. That speaks of dying, you dying. So the bread that you eat daily, this daily rhema, really is poison to your flesh. It really is. It's poison bread. It's designed, as you eat it, it's designed to take you out. And it really is. It really is. And then when you're out of the picture, Paul said it like this. He sums it up. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life, and watch this, watch this. I love this, one of my favorite scriptures. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Look, there's the authentic faith life comes alive. When you die at the post. Now faith comes alive. The faith of who? Not your faith. The faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the life I'm living in now. I'm living by his temperament. I'm living by how he moves and how he does things, how he thinks and how he feels. Where am I living this life? In this right now flesh. Right in this flesh. I'm living this life. In right now, not when I go to the sweet by and by. I'm living it now in the flesh.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
I'm living it now, praise God. And this authentic faith life is available. It's truly available. Powerful, my God, it's powerful that we can really, my goodness, we can really walk like Jesus, walk under the anointing of Jesus Christ. We really can. This is available. But it's got to be authentic. He says here in verse 21, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, and you know righteousness only moves through faith, righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So that connects it right there. I'm not going to frustrate the grace of God. I'm going to use the grace of God. I'm going to use the influence of God. I won't frustrate it by trying to live in a different pseudo faith life. Pseudo faith frustrates grace. Grace is only supposed to be there to influence you to the post, to get you there. It's divine influence upon the heart, and then it becomes the reflection, the success upon the life. So now, here's a new note. When Paul dies daily, the life he lives in the flesh is the authentic faith life. It is the faith of the Son of God. He's fully tapped into the temperament of Christ, the power source of salvation and success. So now that describes the pathway, and it describes, it gives you kind of an infrastructure of what the faith life really is. It also gives you the origin of why it's flowing. It really does. It really speaks to us of why it takes place. This whole faith transition takes place because of daily, the blood is there. Daily, there's a transfusion. Daily. daily. That it's like being on dialysis in the spirit.
Amen.
The blood is washed every single day. My God, and it's a wonderful process. That's why the mind and patience of Christ falls on us. Because daily we are akin to him. You're going to fall in love with this. You really are. In Proverbs 12 and 1, it says it. It says, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. The word instruction we know means reproof. In any instruction that we receive from the Lord, there is reproof. Reproof isn't just an expression of blame or disapproval, but the verb definition means to make a garment waterproof again. That's what reproof is. Mm-hmm. When I become waterproof and you become waterproof to the way we used to do it, you fell in love with instruction. And feeling the being waterproof, feeling the fact that things can't penetrate and dictate and cause you to shipwreck success, you're going to fall in love with that. You're going to fall deeply in love with being waterproofed.
Okay.
That's what reproof really is.
Mm-hmm.
To make a garment waterproof again. The greater one is bringing us into a place by faith where we become untouchable. And it's the truth. As you live this life, as you live it every day, you listen. You're going to rely on it like you rely on food and sustenance for your body. That's how it's going to be. If you go enough, if you get there enough and see and feel how, my God, you have become waterproofed and how success is now shaping differently. I'm telling you right now, this will become a way of life. That's why this is the true faith life. It will become a thing of normalcy. It will become what we call second nature. You will never open your mouth outside of his temperament. You'll never pray outside of his temperament. You'll never pray for others outside of it because you will have already learned how much success it has brought into your life. And so now being waterproofed is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I'm being waterproofed and I can feel it. I can feel the exchange. I really can. I can feel that I'm becoming impenetrable in so many areas where the enemy was able to penetrate and cause me to shipwreck. But there's a change happening, and I'm not going to stop until I'm completely waterproofed and there's no leaks. My eye will be single, that my whole body will have a
light. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
but when we hate reproof and we don't like it, we become brutish. The word brutish is a very harsh word in the Hebrew. It just means stupid. But it's so true. The time is coming to where we are going to love reproof. If you're truly going to the gate and learning on the post of his doors, change is happening inside and outside. The change is directly associated with his reproving you. So hence you're falling in love with it. If you're a person that hates it, you're a person that has become brutish, or you're brutish. You're actually very plainly, and it's so true. It really, really is true. If you know where change is, if you know where success and salvation are, and don't accept it, no disrespect to anyone on the line, but you are stupid. I'm sorry, you're brutish. If you don't want this, if you don't want life and life more abundantly, if you don't want peace and wealth with no sorrow, then I'm sorry. I would have to call you brutish. I'll use the word brutish because it's a little bit more mild. But for you strong ones, I tell you strong ones, you're stupid. God help us. All right, real quick, and I'm just about done. The benefit of early seeking, he says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Just meaning early, meaning diligent. It's those that seek diligently that those that that come into salvation of the soul. You're going to find, and God told us this on Thursday. If you didn't hear Thursday's excerpt from Elder Allison, you need to get on Facebook and check it out. Because what's going to happen is you are going to find riches and honor. They're coming. I was talking to Kurt yesterday, and we know you. We can feel it bubbling. This thing is bubbling, man. It's about to come forth. I mean, real riches, and I'm talking about real wealth is about to come. As God saying, we were talking yesterday about the three waves. The first wave of wealth is going to be a testing wave. For those that pass the test of the wave of wealth, the second wave is going to actually become a reward of wealth. And then the third is an establishing of generational wealth through kingdom wealth that's going to happen. You're going to be blessed that it will affect, if time permit, it would have affected generations to come. That's the kind of wealth God is about to establish for those that are walking in the authentic faith life. That is the benefit of diligent seeking. It's coming. It's coming. So this is truly authentic faith. And the Bible says, this is how the just shall live. This is how we live, guys. This is how he's ordained for us to live. Every single solitary day, every moment of whenever you need to exchange the temperament, you know when you need it. My goodness, you know it. You know exactly when you need it. And you know the truth, and you need to walk in that truth. You need to allow that thing, man, let it discern you. Let it rip you to shreds. Stay in faith by staying in the temperament. Don't come out for anything or anyone. Don't let the enemy, man, don't let your suffering, for crying out loud, Paul said, don't let your suffering be in vain. Use it. Use it, man. That becomes an illumination. It becomes a light to get to the post of his doors, to step into authentic faith. I know what Jesus said. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Come on. Come on, you've got it on the inside of you. This life has been made available to us. My goodness, it's been made available. You should find yourself daily. Seriously, you should find yourself daily going back and forth, mostly stabilized in the temperament, but recognizing when you're not fully there. Recognizing, I like what Elder Allison, I think mom says they use this. I was cutting up. I knew I was cutting up at that moment. And they realize when they're cutting up and they get into the temperament of the Lord. I recognize when I'm cutting up too. I'm not lying. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like being outside of his temperament. I love being in his temperament. I have easy conversations with Omega from there. I speak to him right from there. I'm kind of hanging out. I'm making the post my habitation. It is the place of my dwelling. It really is. And boy, oh boy, I'm living this authentic faith life. It's changing so much. I've got testimonies to share, but I'm not going to share them now. But I've got testimonies of success that are just coming in. And it's wonderful. I've got testimonies of what God is doing, not just in my hopes, but these are happening in my ocular and my tangible. It's happening. It's manifesting, and it's about to manifest for you too. But authentic faith is available. It's available to you. We got some comments today. Miss Watts, Carolyn said, this is real good. Amen, Miss Carolyn. Amen, I agree. It is real good. Kurt agreed too. He said, amen. Elder Allison said, amen, amen, hallelujah. Elder Donna said, awesome, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Elder Allison, I don't know what that is. Is that fire? That's seen right there.
Blood.
Looks like chili peppers.
Blood drops.
Blood drops. Okay. All right. I don't know all the emoji, all the images and stuff. Amen. Yes, the blood. That's where it's at, guys. And that's what's taking place. Some of you, my goodness, you got a blood transfusion. I hear this. You received it today. And the Lord also said, now, there is no sickness in his blood. There is no disease in his blood. And so even right now, you can lift your hands and receive. His blood is fully calibrated. There's no sugar diabetes or high blood pressure there. So now make that transition too, because it's yours. It's yours. No sickness of any kind. Every undesirable condition, receive healing because you've received an exchange. Hallelujah. Curtis Kegler says again, powerful word. Elder Allison said, perfect time to sow. So she's released. Praise God. Elder Donna said, so, so good. Elder Allison says, in the Father's identity, it was in the prayer this morning. Praise God. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. Blanche said, amen, all the way from New Orleans. It says here, Elder Donna says, the post is an awesome place. Wonderful. And you guys are on point. This is our place, man. He's carved it out for us. My God, my God, my God. Father, we just give you praise today. We honor you. We honor you for such a truth you've given. I mean, you've just poured out to us in ways that is just, I mean, amazing. Truly, truly amazing. And we give you glory for it today. We thank you for opening this realm of faith. I speak under every negative circumstance from here. I prophesy against these areas, Lord, that have deficit and hardship. I speak right now to every person and into every person's life right now, that everything will align itself rightly. Every area will be made perfect just as you are perfect. Father, this is what you've given us. Through Christ, you've revealed this authentic place of faith and living by faith. True faith, walking in the similar character, walking in your temperament. Akin, stings, I mean, just laying at the base until you've tamed us. This is the way we live. We wake up seeking this. We wake up looking for it, making sure that propitiation has become our vision, making sure that authentic persuasion has become our force. And so, Father, we give you glory in advance right now for making this exchange, for everybody that's on this line, making this exchange. And I thank you that strength and power have come with it. I thank you that they're elevated above any and all circumstances. I give you glory, Master. Now let your word become the hammer and break every faulty rock into absolute pieces. Shatter them now. We give you glory for it, Master. We give you glory. We give you glory for healing. We give you glory for success. We give you glory for wealth. We give you glory for kingdom living, for Zoe life. We give you glory that it's ours and that our faith in you is true. We're no longer living in a pseudo realm of faith. We're living where you are. We are where you said, where I am, you may also be. And that's exactly what you've afforded us. You've caused us to come alive in the Father, having fellowship with Omega, our God of results, our Father, who fixes everything. You did this. And we thank you for the faith life. in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the faith life. In Jesus' name. And everyone that agreed, just say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God.